What did your father call the portion that he kept out?
Let's see, it had a name. What was it? I can't remember. Do you have a name?
Would it be toll?
Yes, that's the word.
Toll.
A toll. I got so much toll this morning.
How much would a turn be? Is that a definite measurement or just a certain?
I don't think so. Not to my knowledge, it was not a definite measure. It was just whatever the man had to bring.
About how much was that ordinary?
What fair-sized
family?
For a fair-sized family, bushel. A shell corn. Uh-huh. Because they used this meal quite a lot. In fact, in those days, people didn't have wheat bread or what we call biscuits and light bread any time unless it was for breakfast. We didn't cook wheat bread any other time. We had to buy it.
I see.
So the corn meal was used for bread at least twice a day. And some people, if their economic situation was bad enough, it was used three times a day. They eat it for breakfast.
You mentioned light bread was store-bought.
Right? Yes. Uh-huh. Now, we did make it, but we had to buy the flour. Mm-hmm. See, all wheat had to be bought in this area. All wheat.
Well, but were some of the dishes or some of the ways that ground corn, be used?
Well, the bread was the main thing, but there was another one, which you'll probably laugh. We eat lots of mush, cornmeal mush. I still like it. It's good.
And would you say this was typical of your family or this whole area?
The whole area.
Quite as much.
And especially my family did eat it. Mm-hmm. We liked it. And it can be fixed in different ways. We brown the meal. We put the meal in a skillet and brown it and then make the mash. Or we would make it without browning it. Either way, it was very good browned. It was a little bit different. Made it taste a little more like nutty. It had a nutty flavor to it. And then you could chill this mush and slice it and fry it. It was very good.
I have to be very fond of that. Clear memories of it from childhood. But you'd be surprised in the South, the prejudice that's against that. I think perhaps you're the first informant I've ever had who really expressed some enthusiasm for mush. That's why I wondered if
it was just my family, if it was the area. Well, I think the area did. I mean, that was my impression. I remember eating it at other places, and I know we did at home.
How about, did you ever have anything called kush? Did you ever fry this cornmeal with onions?
No.
That seems to be an acceptable form in some places.
In some places. I guess that's a recipe we haven't got.
It doesn't sound too good to me, but then what other things? The cornbread, and what else? Mush.
Mush, and let's see. Well, that's about all I guess we used it for. Do you think of anything else, or mention something that maybe it would remind me?
Have you ever heard of corn dodgers?
Would that be the little corn sticks that we have? We had a little pan that made corn. We made corn sticks in it, looked like a corn cob.
You never call that a pone?
No, really a corn pone. What I thought was a corn pone was made in an iron skillet that was cooked on the fireplace.
And what would the form be?
You mean the container that I...
No, what would the form itself be in? It's a large flat cake?
Yes, a large flat cake.
Like a pancake?
Well, it'd be thicker than a pancake, maybe that thick.
Oh.
We thought a pone had to be thick.